Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and just give God praise wherever you are right now. Hallelujah, God is worthy. Hallelujah, the praise belongs to him. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Attorney Rossi Williams, and I say to all of you tuned in with me live right now, good morning, good morning, good morning. And to those of you who will tune in to the recording later, hello, hello, hello. God has glory, a powerful word for you today. Listen and grow in every area of your life. For today's Daily Fire Devotion podcast teaching, we are in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 23. Again, that is Joel, chapter 2, verse 23. And our topic is good rain. Good rain. Hallelujah. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of the three ways that you can tune in to the Daily Fire Devotion podcast with me. Number one, tune in with me live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, streaming on all major podcast platforms or on my ministry website, rossi.org. Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I. Number two, if you cannot tune in with me live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, tune in or listen to the recording anytime after the live ends on those same platforms. Download or follow on Apple, Spotify, Spreaker, SoundCloud. We are now on iHeartRadio as of yesterday. We're on TuneIn. Just Google any major podcast platform or go to my ministry website, rossi.org. And finally, number three, sign up to get the recording via text by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive that recording at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Again, text the message DF to phone number 33222. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can follow me on social media, Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I. Just whatever you do, do not let your day end without listening to Daily Fire Devotion. Why? Because you will grow in every area of your life. Let's get into this word. I have two special announcements at the end of today's teaching. I'm telling you, God is just on fire. We're in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 23, reading from the KJV. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion podcast? Good rain. Hallelujah. Yesterday, I was talking with my mom on the phone, and she made the statement that when you ask God for rain, you better leave your home with an umbrella. When you ask God for rain, you got that? You better leave your home with an umbrella. Why? Because as surely as you prayed it and you believed it, God is going to bring it to pass. So whatever you're believing for, you walk out into the world. You walk out into life, into your job, and into your situation, prepared for God to do just what he said he would do. Good rant. So in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 23, that I just read unto you, the prophet said, be glad then, ye children of Zion. See, he was talking to them about how God has sent the former rain and how God will send the latter rain. But he started it off with saying, be glad then, ye children of Zion. How can someone tell you to be glad when they're talking about rain? Generally, we don't like to see it rain. Rain makes our day, you know, a lot harder to navigate. When it's raining, you lose the visibility on the road when you're driving. When it's raining, you can't go out and enjoy the sunshine or the beach. You know, I'm here in Miami, so I know some of you are listening in places where it's cold, but in Miami, we can still go to the beach. But when it's raining, glory, you don't want to go to the beach. When it's raining, you don't want to go out for a picnic. When it's raining, you don't even want to have to go out to take your children to school or to drive to work. Why? Because it's raining. You're not happy to see the rain. But here in Joel 2:23, the prophet said, be glad, ye children of Zion. In other words, be glad, ye children of God. Be glad, ye children of faith. Be glad, ye children of Christ. Glory. Be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God. Because the same God who gave you the good rain yesterday, the same God who gave you that good rain, those blessings, that second chance, that privilege, another opportunity, the same God who did it for you way back when and way back then, the same God who answered you way back when and way back then, the same God who made a way way back and way back then, is anybody praising God already? The same God, glory, who healed your body, the same God who brought your children home, the same God who reconciled your marriage, the same God who made sure you had food on the table in the time of economical famine, the same God, glory, who sent the rain for you way back then. The good rain is the same God in this time of COVID. He's the same God in your time of bankruptcy. He's the same God in your time of unemployment. He's the same God in the time of business closures. He's the same God when your husband or wife is acting up. He's the same God. When your children won't listen, he's the same God. When you can't see your way, he is the God of good rain, glory. And you ought to be rejoicing. Oh, just come on wherever you are right now. Just begin to praise God for the good rain in your life. Begin to thank God for the blessings and the miracles. Oh, just rejoice. It said, be glad and rejoice, you children of Zion, in the Lord your God. Now, we're about to go into prayer. But I tell you that even this morning as I rose, there was something on my heart that I had talked with God about on last night. And when I rose this morning, God gave me the solution. And not only did he give me the solution, but he gave me the strategy. And not only did he give me the strategy, but he gave me the way to do it exponentially. You see, God is the God of good rain. If you will believe and not doubt, no matter what it looks like. Now, I understand that you may get sad because it's okay to experience and express the emotions of our humanity. Even Jesus wept. But in the midst of it, let's not forget that God is the God of good rain. He's the God of making a way. He's the God of supplying every need. The Lord is your shepherd, and because of that, you shall not want. Won't you go ahead and just praise him today? He is the God of good rain. Good rain is coming to your house today. Good rain is coming to your life today. Good rain is coming to your circumstances. Good rain is coming to your situation. As we prepare to go into prayer, just begin to magnify God for your good rain. Hallelujah. Good rain. Ah, good rain. Like they say, good trouble, good rain is nurturing your ground. It's coming in and it's providing what's needed for growth. Hallelujah. Oh, won't you praise him today? I tell you, I'm on fire. Dear Lord, we come today in the name of Jesus. Father, we come giving your name the glory and all the praise. Lord, we come rejoicing. We come rejoicing. We come rejoicing. We come praising you. We are glad because you are giving us the good rain, the former rain and the latter rain. You are still a prayer answering God. So Lord, we praise you today. God, we just find within us a hallelujah, a hallelujah, a hallelujah to the King, a hallelujah to Jesus, a hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. The praises of you will continually be in our mouths. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good rain. Huh. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening right now. Touch them, save them, sanctify them, heal them, make a way, answer open doors, answer prayers. Do what only you can do as the sovereign God. You are our Father, our Creator. We love you and praise you. You are our Father, our Creator. We love you and praise you. Our Father, our Creator. We love you and praise you, and we are glad. Glory. And we rejoice in the Lord our God today. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on and praise God. Come on and tell him hallelujah. Amen. Now stay with me as I give the altar call, the two announcements, and then I will end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, glory. For those of you who have been waiting on your good rain and thought that God had forgotten about you and that you were going to be in a place of drought, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Father, I need my good rain today. I need you to give me wisdom on how to resolve my situations. I need you to give me wisdom on financial strategy. I need you to give me wisdom in entrepreneurship, in business dealing, in ministry, in interpersonal relationships. Now, Father, I ask forgiveness of every sin. And I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. I confess, Jesus, that you are the Christ and that God hath raised you from the dead. Now, according to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, I am saved. I am rededicated to you. I have the victory, and I'm looking for my good rain. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. You are now saved. Ensure that you are spending time with the Lord every day, that you get around some people and connect with people who have covenant relationship with Christ. That is how you stay saved, including spending your time here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern for the Daily Fire Devotion Podcast. If you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, make sure you listen and download on all major podcast platforms, or go to my ministry website, rossi.org, or sign up to get the recording via text by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Now, our two announcements, and then I will end with your task for today. Number one, commencing on this Sunday, December the 13th, 2020, at 9 a.m. Eastern on Sunday and then 12 noon Eastern on weekdays, the Florida NAACP is hosting its 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown. There are different pastors who will be giving a different word every day at 12 noon. And you can go to my ministry website, rossi.org, and you will be able to see every pastor and every topic. Go to my itinerary page on rossi.org. The number to call in is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. That number is also listed on my website. Make sure you don't miss it. Announcement number two. On next Wednesday, I will, as an attorney, be teaching you Document Ready 2021. I'm going to teach you the five documents that you need to have ready. I'm going to teach you what you need to do and take your questions live. This will be a Zoom. So I will be teaching you about powers of attorney, deed transfers, advance directives, living wills, and testamentary wills, because those are two separate things. And finally, the documents you should never list in a will, because they are outside of probate by law unless you list them in your will, and how to structure them in your bank accounts. So you don't want to miss it. Usually, I charge $400 an hour for any work I do. I am only charging $29. I'm making this Zoom as affordable as possible so that you can sign up. There will be a morning session and an evening session. The deadline to register is this Sunday. Everyone is welcome, but because I'm going to take your questions live, there will be limited space, so enrollment will be on a first-come, first-serve basis. You can register on my law office. Just go to my law office website, call rossiwilliams.com, CALRAWSIWilliams.com, or go to my ministry site, rossi.org, and just click the link for my law office. Again, the deadline to register is this Sunday. There are no exceptions because I'm only charging you $29. We're going to work through an entire case study where I'm going to have a sample family for you, and I'm going to take you from start to finish of different scenarios, variations throughout their life that will occur, and show you how these documents apply in each situation. Again, if I was charging you for this, you'd be paying well over $3,500. So it's $29, first come, first serve registration. Only the names of people who pay will be admitted into that Zoom. It will be password protected. Admission will be required. And if your name does not show up as someone who paid, you will not be admitted into the Zoom room. You will not be able to attend.
So make sure you register today at rossi.org. All right. Now, our topic for, and I just gave you some good rain, didn't I? Didn't God just bless you through me with some good rain? Over $3,500 worth of information for $29. So our topic for today is good rain. Your tasks for today are twofold. Number one, tell God what you need and then walk out with your umbrella because your good rain is coming. Number two, register for this seminar on rossi.org or call rossiwilliams.com and share this information with others because the deadline is Sunday and it will be first come, first serve. All right? I will see you later on. Get ready for some more good rain. Rejoice and be glad. We're going to end today with a special song because I know a lot of you have lost loved ones due to COVID-19. And although I lost my dad this year in July, but that was not due to COVID, praise the Lord. But we have, you know, lost friends and loved ones and everything due to COVID, and so many of you have. And recently, someone I know of lost their mother. I'm going to play this song, Words to My Mother, by artist Cheshire Gray, C-H-E-S-H-Y-R-E, Gray. If you love it, you can go to that website and download it for free. It's also, I think, on SoundCloud as well, Words to My Mother. Good rain is here for you today.
My mama said she got a lot from me. Remember, she used to shop for me. Never focus on quantity or quality. She talked to me. Remember what God did for you. 10% tithes and offerings. Remember all the struggles to put the gifts under trees. Everything that it meant to you, it meant to me. She said, blood is thicker than water. And even though we may fight, we are family regardless. And though lying is free, it still pays to be honest. And every gift is thoughtful. From video game consoles to boxes of old clothes. Around potholes and don't put your hand on the hot stove. Remember, stand tall like a silo. Never put your heart in the follows. Stiff upper lip, but tell me your sorrows. I'm listening. In the end, it's about conditioning. I'm trying to position you for the greatness I envision. My mama said, money doesn't grow on trees, and if you do as I say, yours will be taller than me. Treat your friends like your family, cause in the day that you're down, they might just come in handy. Eat all the food at the table, there was a time it was empty, so now we eat when we're able. Make your bed every morning, even though you will sleep again. To teach you consistency, pride, and discipline, and don't follow a crowd, because the sea can't lift the fish. You should be alive if everyone jumps off a cliff. I thank the Lord for you. I get my greatest joy from you. From your conception, every day I gave my all for you. My only goal for you is to be a better me, a better yet, for you to be happy. If you do that for me, I'll gladly put all the nagging. I grow older. I'll never put anything up above you.